So I always work with this basic principle to become wealthy, successful, whatever, right? Like you name the thing. It's actually pretty sort of simple if you think about it, right? Building wealth, it's all compound interest. That's how wealth happens, and it takes 30, 40 years to actually get there, to sock away a little bit of money for 30, 40 years. And socking away, I mean, you pick a number, 10%, 15%, 20%. We do 15, we're probably more closer to 20 of everything that we make, we just sock it away. And we put it into investments, mutual funds that everybody has heard of. And index funds, which is just buying a little bit of stock across all companies. And you just do that for decades, right? And I'm not talking about like one decade or two decades, but you do that for like 4 or 5 decades. And then you'll have an unbelievable amount of money. You just do the financial calculation. You don't even need the financial calculations. Grade six education that you can get this compound interest. And I know it's grade six education because my kids learned it in grade six. So, and you just look at it and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I can sort of see where this actually goes and, how to actually do this, right? It's just socking away a bunch of money for a long time. Become successful, the same sort of thing. You dedicate your time and effort to one thing for a long time. And you do that for an extremely long time, right? So if you like baseball, you might not become a baseball player in the major leagues, but man, you could do really good stuff by just dedicating your time and effort to doing something like that within baseball, right? You become the regional director of baseball in your area. I don't even know what it's called, but something like that. And you do that over the course of decades, right? You do that over 20, 30 years. And planning it out is really easy, right? Like super easy to do this. You sort of set this target, right? You set the target of, I don't know, you name your sort of wealth target. I think a good wealth target for everybody is at this moment, $1 million. Whatever that thing is, right? I'm gonna own $1 million. That's probably pretty reasonable in most Western countries to own $1 million. It's hard to do when you break it down. You're like, oh, that's actually a lot of money, right? When you start looking at it. But when you do this, you say, after 4 decades, I'm gonna have $1 million to my name. You likely will have more, but let's say you did that. If you had that target, then you work backwards, right? So every decade, I have to save $250,000, right? And I have to do that for 4 decades, and I will have, $1 million. Now, it doesn't quite work like that because compound interest works as an exponential. So at the end, you'll have a great deal more that you're saving, but at the beginning, it is much less. So that's the thing, right? If you start planning it out, it makes a lot of sense. It's really easy to do. These financial calculators are all over the place, and yet we don't do that. And yet we would rather sort of look at things and get baffled, and sort of go with our, either our gut, which I think is actually a useful tool for many things where it's pretty arbitrary, but many times, these things are not really arbitrary. You could see how you could do these. These are really, really easy calculations, and yet we don't do them. Many people kind of flounder around for a very long time. They don't sort of even think about planning this out. They don't, work towards this particular thing. If you're working towards it, right, like taking time off for a long time, you probably wouldn't do that. You would probably go and get a job, a part-time job someplace to accomplish this particular goal. All of those things, I'm deeply convinced that things like goal setting, they don't work for most people, right? Like these are tools for the elite. And what do I mean by that? These are extraordinarily weird people that exercise these tools, but most people across the board will never do them. So how do we incentivize and get people to do these things? One way is sort of trickery, I guess. And that's what the whole nudge movement was. And the nudge movement is this idea that you can sort of change things to get you to default to do these things. Or you save the fraction of everything, all your transactions, for example, and you have pennies left over that goes into account to save these things. The problem is none of those things really amount to a lot, and it's also kind of trickery, right? You don't want to do those things because they're kind of tricking people. The tricking people is good in good effort and good faith, but sometimes people don't do things in good faith, and they trick people to do things that are maybe not so good for them. So what is it that we should do? I think what we do is we go to the lowest common denominator and think about how we leverage or move those particular things. So it's not necessarily let's start off with thinking about how do we get people to $1 million, which is an extraordinary goal, but rather let's figure out how to move the dial to get a lot of people to, feel confident with themselves, to feel like they can accomplish something, they can get out and do something. It's a simpler thing. Maybe it's not a simpler thing, I don't know, but I think it's a simpler thing, and it's less daunting. And I think we can tackle a lot more by doing these things. So tackling things that are smaller, right? So instead of this goal of let's get everybody to save $1 million, that is really hard. Why don't we get people to say, I'm going to save $10 this year. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to try to save $10. If I can save those $10, I'm good as gold. And when you sort of frame it in these very simple things that are much easier to do, much more simpler to accomplish in your mind, you have a tendency to actually feel good about yourself. And you have a tendency to want to do more. At least I do, that I build confidence, right? I think I can actually do this. So I think what we should do is think about how we can build confidence and think about how we can encourage people to do things and have some problems in them in their lives, like good problems, which will sort of get them to, do things, right? Like problems that you feel like there's problems that make you feel awful, right? But there's also problems that are tough, and yet they're encouraging, that allow you to get up and get going. I think if we sort of think about those things, those little tiny sort of objectives, and we do those repeatedly, I think we can make more progress and do more by tackling a bigger problem. By tackling this problem of like, why isn't everybody doing this? Because it's actually really simple. There's no magic to it. You don't need to go to business school. Nothing about it is like challenging to understand. It's middle school math, typically, of breaking things down. You don't even need to understand compound interest. You can look at it and break it down and sort of do things. But all of these things are very simple, and we should be encouraging people to do these simple things instead. Start small, do as little as you possibly can, think about how you can feel good by doing things, by just playing around, remove as much stigma out of out of pursuing things as much as possible, working at a gas station or a coffee shop is just as good as anywhere else. It gives you good experience, makes you feel good. I think if we do those things, we say, hey, what is it that we're trying to accomplish here? And we kind of work towards those, and we can actually accomplish it. We could do good things and have fun while we're doing it. And maybe do a little bit more than what we're actually doing right now. All right, take care. Have a wonderful day.